And I'll also deal in great detail later today with the story of this police officer out near Longreach. But let me tell you, I told you there'd be something to talk about here. This is the officer being suspended for allegedly being discourteous to clients. He used excessive force during a traffic intercept, they say. He failed to treat a member of the public with dignity and respect. The police commissioner in Queensland is as weak as water. As weak as water. I'll talk later to the police union in Queensland. The officer in question, a senior constable, a 45-year-old with a long period in the service, was on a single officer patrol in remote Queensland, outside of a Longreach, on the way to Ilfracombe. He pulled over a suspected stolen vehicle doing 130. He gave directions to the two occupants, the driver and the passenger, which were not complied with. Put your hands up where I can see them. He noticed the occupants of the vehicle rummaging around inside the vehicle. He drew his firearm. He's by himself in the middle of bloody nowhere. He used tactical communication. He may have sworn. I mean, you don't pull up someone between Longreach and Ilfracombe and you think they're armed or they got drugs and you say, dear, oh dear, oh my goodness gracious me, would you please comply and put your hands in the air so I can arrest you? No, you use a bit of old-fashioned Australian language. Get him up and get out. His nearest backup was about 10 minutes away, if anyone was available. The stretch of highway is one of the main routes to Darwin. The last weekend alone, five drivers on the same stretch were detected drug driving on the Landsborough Highway. But now they get a complaint. And I'll go back a little bit in time here. Do you remember when a woman made a complaint against a Sydney officer, saying that he tried to pull her hijab off? Carnita Matthews, do you remember that? And that officer faced his career being absolutely trashed and obliterated by the claims by the woman. But you wouldn't believe it. The video evidence showed no such thing. She, of course, didn't do any real punishment because District Court Judge Clive Jeffries upheld her appeal, remarkably. Another judge on the side of crims. Another judge saying, oh, we couldn't be sure that it was her that came to the police station because she was wearing a hijab and the officer didn't ask her to remove it. Bloody hell. I wonder if there's any footage of this so-called treatment of this officer of these poor two dears on the Landsborough Highway. I mean, when are you going to get a police commissioner in Queensland who's got a bit of bottle? He's a public servant masquerading in a uniform. Strike me pink. It's just sad. Now, back I go to this email from a serving police officer in Queensland. I can't identify where he is or his name. I find it appalling that two senior officers have been stood down for performing their duties in chasing down criminals. This is the one from the Gold Coast. Like many, I'm aware of the circumstances surrounding this matter. Won't go into much detail, but our bloody hands are tied behind our backs when trying to deal with offenders. And they don't abide by the same rules we have to. Our Commissioner, Ray, has never stood by his troops. As a matter of fact, it's been a number of years since we had a Commissioner prepared to stand up for us. Bullying and standover tactics are a tool used by the hierarchy in Queensland Police. We have a number of district officers around the state of Queensland who bully subordinates on a daily basis. And the Commissioner allows this to happen. He says our people are our greatest asset. I say, why don't you start treating us like humans and let us do our job, the one we're trained to do, without putting obstacles in front of us? In Queensland, as a police officer, you're investigated for the most trivial matters, matters that should be dismissed as trivial beyond a joke. Don't get me wrong, if police are guilty of criminal behaviour, they should be dealt with appropriately. They should be dealt with. The pathetic pursuit policy is beyond a joke. Yes, we do have hoons goading police into chases, knowing full well that you can't chase. You'll be investigated for the remainder of your career if you do. And of course, the classic case he refers to was the chase that started in Queensland and then professionally ended by New South Wales police over the border. How bloody embarrassing to the good, hard-working police of Queensland, says this officer. If ever there was going to be another inquiry into the Queensland Police Service, it would have to be into the management of the job over the past 25 years. It's disgraceful. And so he goes on. And then, of course, I mentioned earlier this officer, and I will talk to Ian Leavers, President of the Queensland Police Union, And all I can say is New South Wales police officers, even though they're not happy from time to time, must be doing handstands. They're not in Queensland. The officer in question that's been stood down by the commissioner was on the Landsborough Highway in remote Queensland. He was on his way to Ilfracombe. The nearest backup was about 10 minutes away. The officer was on a single officer patrol in the middle of nowhere. He pulled over a suspected stolen vehicle travelling at 130. He gave directions to the two occupants, the driver and the passenger, and they weren't complied with. They weren't complied with. And the orders he gave were, put your hands up where I can see them. The occupants continued to rummage around the vehicle. He thought they may have been going for a weapon, so he drew his own firearm and then used what's called tactical communication, may have involved swearing. I mean, you're out in the middle of the damn highway, you got two blokes not complying with you in an allegedly stolen car, you don't say, oh dear, let's put the billy on and have a cuppa together. You use colourful language to make sure they understand you're serious. His nearest backup was, best case scenario, 10 or 15 minutes away, if anyone was available. He's a 45-year-old senior constable, stood down by the commissioner's office, subject to investigations concerning him using excessive force during a traffic intercept and failing to treat a member of the public with dignity and respect. Have you ever heard so much rubbish? Dignity and respect. When's the last time a copper in Queensland got dignity and respect? From criminals. They probably get it every day of their lives from decent people, but from criminals, when do they get that? Never. And I'm reminded of the Carnita Matthews case in New South Wales, where she alleged a single officer tried to remove her veil from her face. We now know that didn't happen because the matter was, of course, on videotape. The woman was convicted by a magistrate and sent to jail. But on appeal, District Court Judge Clive Jeffries determined that when she went in to hand in a stat deck, they couldn't be sure it was her because why? She had a veil on. She gets off scot-free. The officer's career is almost in tatters until the videotape clears him of any of the things he was accused of doing. It's time the Queensland Police Commissioner grew a set and started to back the officers. Instead of simply, I mean, not treating a member of the public with dignity and respect. Says who? The member of the public, that says who? Who was out in the middle of nowhere, allegedly in a stolen car doing 130, not complying with the direction from a police officer. Gee whiz. Enough's enough. Last week I spoke to Ian Leavers, the president of the Queensland Police Union. I think we're going to be having a few conversations, Ian and myself. That was after the 49-year-old senior constable and 47-year-old senior sergeant were stood down for chasing a man wanted over alleged robberies using a tomahawk on the Gold Coast. The officers, subject of a disciplinary investigation concerning allegations of engaging in, quote, an unauthorised pursuit, driving or causing police motor vehicle to be driven in a manner likely to endanger other road users, and inappropriate use of force. I mentioned yesterday, and I've mentioned it again today, another Queensland police officer has been stood down. He's a 45-year-old senior constable, the 8th officer stood down in Queensland this month, and the 18th stood down or suspended this year. With the assistance of the Queensland Police Union, we've been able to find out a bit more about this latest suspension. And on my reading of it, it's an absolute nonsense. The president of the Queensland Police Union, Ian Leavens, g'day.
G'day, Ray.
I can't. I mean, I've got emails coming in about this fella from Longreach, telling me he's an absolutely gem of a police officer, a really good bloke, and they can't believe, based on the evidence that's been presented to us, that they've stood him down. Just take us through what you know about it, Ian Leavers.
What I know is, Ray, he was a single officer patrol just outside Longreach on the way to Ilfracombe.
Yeah.
He pulled over a suspected stolen vehicle travelling at 130 kilometres.
Mm.
He gave directions to both occupants in the vehicle, the driver and the passenger, and they refused to comply. He wanted to be able to see their hands, and this is a safety issue for police. Now, there was suspected drug use, I'm led to believe, as well, and he used tactical communication. He asked them to put their hands up where he could see them, and he drew his firearm. This was a pure safety issue, and his next backup, if it's available, was at least 10 minutes away, because it was it. You know, and that's pretty good when you're out in the bush.
Oh, of course, if you're in the middle of nowhere, it is reasonably good that you get someone in 10 or 15 minutes, exactly.
That's right. And this is in line with the police training. As we know, this is the main, one of the main routes through to Darwin.
Mm.
And last weekend alone, I'm informed that five drivers on the same stretch of road were detected drug driving.
Now,
on the Lansborough Highway.
Okay. Now you say they were rummaging around. He used tactical communication. I'd imagine that it wasn't the sort of communication you'd have at the retirement village in Longreach with elderly residents. It would have been fairly frank and honest about getting their hands in the air and behaving themselves, correct?
Absolutely. And it's all about safety for the occupants in the vehicle as well as the police officer. Mm. Because, you know, as I say, you're a long-time bed, Ray, and I don't want to go to another police funeral, which could quite easily have been avoidable. And especially, we see a police officer here following their training. But once again, the police commissioner gets on his high horse and thinks, I'm going to stand you down. And we have Commissioner Scipione and Ian Stewart saying he wants police, they both want police to be hyper-vigilant, be aware of what is occurring because of the ICE epidemic and the ISIS threat. Hold on. They go out and do their job in Queensland, Ian Stewart's going to stand you down because he's trying to make a statement. He's just trying to bully police. And it's getting to the stage police are going to be too scared to do the job, and we may very well see a murdered police officer if it continues at this rate. It's just a disgrace.
Well, what I've got here in front of me from Queensland Police Service, not the Queensland Police Force, is this. The officer is subject to a disciplinary investigation concerning allegations he used excessive force during a traffic intercept and failed to treat a member of the public with dignity and respect. Now, do these officers have cameras mounted on the cars like they do in New South Wales for such stops?
Well, no, Ray, it's only if they go and purchase one themselves, because that's another issue. The police service refuses to supply any technology for police to protect them. But
well, not just protect them, Ian Leavers, but you'll be obviously aware of the case in New South Wales a number of years ago where a woman named Carnita Matthews made an allegation against a lone police officer, just like this bloke, and he wasn't as remote as this bloke, and claimed that this officer, when he couldn't identify because she was a Muslim wearing a hijab, that he tore the hijab from her head. Now, you can imagine you get to a magistrate's court in New South Wales, you've got this poor innocent woman saying this dirty, filthy lay policeman pulled the hijab from my head, assaulted me, and there's the police officer's career just about gone, if the magistrate believes the woman. She went and made a complaint about this. The officer was in a heap of strife. All of a sudden, they've got vision of the incident. He never touched the woman. Never touched the woman. And she's charged. She's found guilty by a magistrate. She's put in jail. She appeals the sentence, and a district court judge named Clive Jeffries decides that you couldn't really prove that it was her with the hijab on that went to the Campbelltown police station with the stat deck, so we don't know that it was her, so offence not proven.
Oh, it's just ludicrous, and that's why a lot of people in the community lose faith in the criminal justice system, and it's just a disgrace. And had that occurred in Queensland, obviously that police officer would have been stood down as a matter of urgency.
Yes.
And we rely on this, actually, technology to be able to prove our innocence. We're not doing the wrong thing. We're just doing a difficult and dangerous job. Mm. The commissioner refuses to supply it. It's I've got to say, with the last election, I had a commitment from the government to actually inject some money into it so police can actually have this equipment to protect themselves. And it provides valuable evidence, and it protects police, and it gives the public and the community confidence. We have a police commissioner in Queensland who's not interested in protecting police. He just wants to discipline at every step of the way, and it's just a disgrace. And, you know, where do we go? The police just not leave the police station. We can't not do our job because then we let the public down. But it's a pity we're not supported by the police commission. I know the public support us, but the commissioner, again, has got to step up and do his job. Now, I know we've got to understand, I understand the separation of powers, but I really think that the police minister needs to stand up now and actually give the commissioner some direction about on how to protect the police so law and order is a priority in Queensland. Sadly, Ray, on both sides of the fence, we haven't had a police minister that stood up for police in Queensland since 2009. The rest of them have just gone with the flow, and they just refuse to back police. It's just amazing.
See, I've got an email here from one of your officers in relation to all of this, saying that, you know, and obviously he doesn't want to be identified. None of them do, and you can understand that. That's the end of their career. And I shared it with my listeners this morning. He's in another regional part of your jurisdiction. He says that the bullying is intense from commissioned officers, that there's no backup for rank-and-file police, and it's a flow-on from the commissioner down to commissioned officers, that there's no way in the world that you would be in a position to take a stand because you just don't get backed up. And that appears to be permeating right through. Now, one of the things that would be most enlightening, I would imagine, Ian, is if the two men who've made the complaint, obviously, who said they weren't treated with dignity and respect, that we knew a bit more about them to see whether they commanded dignity and respect.
That's absolutely right, Ray, and I think that's the really important issues. But again, we are focusing purely on the actions of police and not of the offenders and what people have to deal with. And that does concern me. In your comments before, I can say right at the high levels, right down, if you speak out and you tell the truth, and let's talk about this, police officers telling the truth, if they do that within the police department, it is career-ending, and they will be victimised and bullied and harassed out of the job. They will find every little point they can to try and discipline them and destroy their careers. That's a sad way. You know, we had the Fitzgerald inquiry in 1989.
Yes.
Sadly, this is worse. We're going back in time.
So it's the other way now. It's swung the pendulum's gone the other way.
It has. We're starting to see a management style of the 70s, where I thought that had left us with the Fitzgerald inquiry, but sadly it's coming back. We're seeing police bullied and harassed. If we went down that track, I think we'd open up a can of worms, which would be unbelievable. I just want police to be able to be honest and be able to speak up and do their job. And sadly, I've got to say, since Judy Spence left in 2009, we haven't had a police minister who's stuck up for us. We're not having a police commissioner who supports us, wants us to be hyper-vigilant, but then wants to stand us down at every opportunity. There'll be no police left in Queensland if it continues on at this rate.
Well, what did I say in the introduction? Did I say 8 so far this month and 18 so far this year?
That's
8
exactly
in a month.
Right. 8 in a month.
And then you get the court decision yesterday from the magistrate's court over the bikie brawl, where the magistrate says the witness can't be believed, terrible witness, however, hard to prove riot, case dismissed.
Yeah, and that's why the community lose faith in the criminal justice system, and sadly police do. But what we'll continue to do is we'll continue to do our job and put them before the courts, but it's just making it very difficult. And it is concerning, but on this latest issue, Ray, I've got to say, with the ICE epidemic and the ISIS, police have to be hyper-vigilant, but if you're going to do your job in Queensland and try and protect yourself and do your job, you could very well be stood down. It just doesn't make sense, but we'll continue to do our best, but the courts often don't back us up. And how many times do we hear sentences which just never meet community expectations?
Well, if it makes you feel any better, we're having an inquest into the death of two wonderful people at the Lindt Cafe siege, where the perpetrator should have been incarcerated, but because courts were weak-kneed and lily-livered, he was able to walk the streets. So it's not just germane to Queensland, I can assure you. I'll leave you with this one from a serving officer. Thanks for taking up the fight. The bosses are stuck in the mindset of academia, wanting to build their resume, not thinking about us. They have no idea, refuse to listen to our problems. They're customer service oriented. Between the previous commissioner and the one we have now, I don't think we've got much hope. I remember being sworn to serve without fear or favour, yet I live in fear of being disciplined if I do my job properly. Maybe the commissioned officers should get in the back of our truck one Saturday night and see what we put up with.
And see what it's like and go around, not with an entourage of other police to protect you, but go out on your own or just with one other person and see what it's actually like and see what police have to put up with. And then, hey, if he gets a complaint, perhaps he should be stood down as well. And then he'll know what it's like for a modern-day police officer.
What's next for this officer out at Longreach? What's next for him?
We've just got to wait and see how the investigation goes, and that could be 1 month, 2 months, 6 months. And you're living out somewhere like that, there are restricted duties as to what you can do. It affects your family and in places like that, everyone knows. And this stigma will hang around for a long time. I'm just really concerned that I could end up at a funeral of a murdered police officer, which could have been avoided. And I'll tell you now, there'll be some people who will have our blood on their hands should that occur as a result of the current system in Queensland.
Well, I would say to the Commissioner, who says in this press release, in keeping with our commitment to high standards of behaviour, transparency and accountability, we've undertaken to inform the public when an officer faces serious allegations of misconduct. Serious allegation? Not treating a member of the public with dignity and respect? That's a serious allegation?
As you said, it's we're not at a retirement home or at a school. This is out in the field where police are dealing with criminals at times, and safety is paramount because police are responsible for the safety of the customers, or the so-called customers we deal with, and we have a responsibility. It just doesn't make sense, and it just shows that I don't know what's going on over at headquarters at this point in time, but I'd suggest they're probably taking something which is making their mind be altered.
Maybe there's too much caffeine in the coffee. We'll leave it at that.
Thanks. They're the only ones with time to drink it, Ray. The others are working.
Thanks, Ian.
Thank you very much.
Rest assured, as I've done in New South Wales and the ACT, frontline police will get my support. When they do the wrong thing, they'll be jumped on. But when this nonsense occurs, they'll be supported.
Absolutely. No, thank you for your support, Ray. Really appreciated.
All the best to you, Ian. Thank you.
Ian
Lever is President of the Queensland Police Union. Now, the cop is listening to me in New South Wales, the ACT in Victoria. How would you like to be put up with that? How would you like to lead your life on a daily basis? I know that, you know, police here in New South Wales, they complain about the various aspects of what happens, and I can understand that as well. There's a lady on the line. We do broadcast into Longreach, as I've told you previously. Her name is Alice. She knows the family of the officer from Longreach here. Alice, hello.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Well, thank you. Now, Longreach, relatively, is not a big place. You happen to know the officer, do you?
Yes, I know his officer quite well. And he's an extremely professional police officer of the Queensland Police Service. I firsthand the effect that this stand down has had on him and his family. I don't think the public out there understands how it affects their families as well when they go through this.
Yeah, terrible. Absolutely terrible. On the say-so of two blokes in a car, apparently.
I'm not exactly sure of the details, Ray.
No, sure. How old is this officer, Alice?
This officer is 45.
How long has he been a police officer?
25 years.
A 25-year veteran, and he's treated like a common criminal and stood down.
We understand there's a certain procedure that the police service does now.
Yeah.
We understand that it's got to be done. That's how things are. But, Ray, I've really rung to say thank you for your support.
Well, let me tell you, Alice, you pass to his family. I'm sick to the back teeth of coppers doing their job and getting kicked in the guts by weak-kneed, lily-livered commissioned officers who haven't seen an angry man for 20 or 30 years. They don't know what it's like to confront two blokes in the front seat of a car who won't comply with the request to put their hands in the air because he thinks they might have a gun.
Well,
I'm sick of it.
Can I just say, I'm just calling you on more of a personal level, but we came from the Gold Coast, and this officer was working at Coomera when Officer Damien Leading lost his life at the Pacific Pines Tavern. We experienced all the sadness. We saw what his family went through. We never want that to happen to someone close to us.
Well, Alice, rest assured, and I don't speak on behalf of every Queenslander, but I speak on behalf of every police officer in New South Wales or Queensland, that I hope this is not drawn out, I hope it comes to a very quick conclusion and the officer can return to his normal duties, but I can understand why an officer would contemplate his future being treated like a common criminal by the organisation he served proudly for 25 years.
Can I also say, Ray, I'd like to thank the Queensland Police Union, Ian Levers and all his staff. They do an excellent, absolutely excellent job of helping these officers through all these hard times. And I can't praise them enough.
All right, I'll leave it there, Alice. Pass on my best wishes to the family of this poor, suffering officer, okay?
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you. It's Alice from Longreach, where we broadcast to, where the officer resides. I'll get the details on that murder of that police officer on the Gold Coast that Alice referred to. You know, he's out in the middle of nowhere, on the Lansborough Highway. Two blokes, on a stretch of road where drugs are consumed on a regular basis. Last weekend, five drug drivers are detained. He pulls over these two blokes. He wants them to comply. He's suspicious the car is stolen. He has suspicions that the car's pinched. He thinks they're up to no good. He says, "Put your hands in the air, I want to see where your hands are." He's worried they could be rummaging around in the car for a gun. He doesn't know they're armed or unarmed. They don't comply with that wish. He's now being investigated for using excessive force during the traffic intercept and failing to treat a member of the public with dignity and respect. Well, that police commissioner in Queensland should hang his head in shame. Hang his head in shame. It's outrageous. Of course, if someone lodges a complaint, it should be investigated by the local area commander, who would know the officer, 25 years in the service, have a look at the way that he perhaps has treated people in the past, have a look at the two people making the accusation. I don't think it's the mayor and the deputy mayor of Longreach who are making the accusation. I don't think it's the local parish priest and his offsider. I don't think it's someone of high standing in the community. And say, listen, boys, if you'd lifted your hands in the air like you were told, we wouldn't have a problem. Bugger off.